want to direct you to these words in Matthew and Mark chapter 2.
Sobano tentirunjike pa mawu amenera werenga mbuku la Mateyu chapter 2.
Verse 5.
Verse 5.
And just the last 5 or 6 just the last part of verse 5. Where Jesus Christ says, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. We may also read it today.
And
a different way. For this was a man brought to the Lord Jesus. But it matters not. For it can be also, daughter, thy son be for, is forgiven thee. Go with me. As we hear about this message of hope for a crippled man. One who could not walk. And who was bedridden. But you need to also come with me. For it's not only for this man. This message went out to all of the people that were in the house. And before we take notice of this man, let's take notice of what happened here first. What happened? Jesus Christ came into the house. And it was proclaimed. Jesus Christ came into the home.
Yes,
and began to preach. And it was noised abroad. The Lord Jesus Christ is in the house. That man who does wonders is in the house. How about today? Do you have the same spirit that you have to noise about? Azungu's in the house today. Azungu's come.
Is
that the spirit you have? You see, for these people, they were noising it abroad, and the house filled very, very fast. So much that they were on the outside, and they couldn't get in anymore. There were so many people. But you know what? Why did they come? If the Lord Jesus had not been in the house, would they have been there? I have to ask you today a very serious question. What brought you here today? Why are you here? What brought you here today? It's possible that you have to say to see a Zungu. Maybe. But what brought you here today? Was it a longing desire to see or hear the gospel? The majority of the people were there. Just to see this prophet. This man who is doing so many miracles. And they all come in. And one is craning his neck. And another one says, go down, I can't see him. They all want to see him. They all want to experience something. What have you come here for? Be honest. Mother, what have you come here for? Have you come here to be healed? Have you come here
to hear the voice of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Because if you have, you are sick.
If one didn't know about it,
maybe you're crippled. Maybe you don't have the ability, maybe you're blind. Is that the problem? Or if you come here to get catch up on your sleep? Let me ask you something. Who this week was full of pain?
What did somebody have it? I am anandi kumpagua wakukuru ndani kutika mafuru na churuka kuti somebody menda kutika kubas.
Who has come here today because this week has tormented you?
Wabwela pano ndani kuti somebody have it? I wiki have it? I am nanga ni menya kubas. Ya kujaja difura kubas. Ndadua kubas mafuru ambaja mbili mafuru pa moyo. Amena bwela mafuru ndani.
Because all of these people,
last week I was not here because my daughter was sick.
No, I'm talking this past week.
Ndugamba, ujogela lamungu labiraja uzafika lamungu lino masiku apakatiwa ya.
What's happened in your life?
Mwe mwanu kwa jitika chani.
What's taken place in your life this past week?
Kwa jitika chani mwe mwanu msaba rengu utaku mene.
Difficulties?
Mafuto.
Trials?
Kaya muna zina nizina zosowe samtendele.
Marriage problems?
Mafuro na mbanja kutintsimula na kukangana.
Family problems?
Mafuro na sabamtundu.
Poverty?
Umhawi.
And you struggled this week.
Nde mafurika kwa mimi msabare mene.
You struggled this week, didn't you?
Sima mafurika kwa mimi msabare ngo tai.
And it's like you have to limp through the week.
Nde ena numakala muna mungutsimpina msabare yose.
Day to day.
Siku ndi siku kwenda kwa yomu maenda mwento mojumba jumba.
Limping through the week.
Kufurika yifuwa mafuru afika kwa 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 mbi.
Your life is challenged. You see, because this is what the Lord means. And this is who the Lord has come for. I'm not preaching the gospel to you who, where everything is okay. If everything is okay in your life, you don't need to be healed. You don't need to be here. But I need to make this very clear to you. Because the people did come. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they got the front row. And they took out their pad of paper. And they're going to write things down. They were prominent people. They didn't need the Lord Jesus. But they were going to write things down to make sure that everything goes accordingly to order.
Is that
how you've come today? Pastor, elder? Church leaders? Is that how you have come today? To make sure everything is orderly? Poor people, poor people, poor people. You have not come to meet Christ. You don't see any value in Him. You want to make sure everything goes on orderly. You want to make sure that everyone gives their tithes. You don't need Jesus Christ. You have not come here to preach the gospel. But to collect money. Poor people. Have you laid awake last night? Awake.
Kuzuga.
And this morning?
Yes. Mama wano.
Yeah.
Awake.
Munazuga.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
What did you do?
Nde munazuga munadai.
Praise.
That's the fact, eh?
We can lie if we want, but God hears us.
mukoza kunama mutafuna koma Mulungu amadziwa zonali
za mulungu. I'm not here to confirm you. I'm here to awaken you.
Ndemukamandi yanga zabodza mamari sinde paruni chesena ndabona kuzema chichorali cha Mulungu. Ndiye kamafusa mudzianga zonati.
If you were awake last night.
Fanga rusiku munadzuka kupemphera.
Praying.
Kupemphera.
For salvation.
Kupemphera kuti Mulungu apulumutseni.
To be here.
Kuti mupezeke malano.
That's what you're saying?
Ndemunachira siku munadzuka ndi kupemphera.
Then you wouldn't tell the people to pay money.
Nesimuka na uza anthu akuti basi
mupereka
osamanamiza anthu
zvezo. Stop lying.
Osamanamiza anthu zvezo. Usikusumula
pemphe. Don't lie.
Osamanama sizabuka
pemphe. God hears you.
Munga kukumva mukamana majoshi.
Then you would have been telling the people about Jesus Christ.
Ndemuka na uza anthu za Yesu
Kristu. Not give me kwacha, give me kwacha.
Kwacha.
And God will bless you. Lie. Because if you were on your knees last night pleading for grace, then you would have told them what was in your heart. Don't lie. Because the people came there while Jesus was in the house and they did the same thing. Read with me. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, in verse 6, reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? They were angry with the Lord Jesus. Mad. Why? Because Jesus Christ never confirmed their tithing. Jesus Christ came to heal.
Yes,
and to comfort the broken hearted. Nowhere did Jesus say, you should tithe and give these people money.
Bali bolo mala modzi Yesu ada forokoza pokubwera kwa yemwe mba kufa kuna kuti abwesa njomera kamzini basazi sana nene po Yesu zimenezo.
We deceive ourselves. Don't think I've come here to confirm your church. And if you never want me here again, that's okay. But I will not lie to you. And I must rebuke you. When your heart is not right with God. Because you're deceiving the people. And all these people in the house who are prominent sitting at the front
are
deceiving the people. Pharisees. They didn't need the Lord Jesus. They didn't want the Lord Jesus. They wanted money. They wanted to build the temple bigger. Nicer. They wanted to use the money for their own good and let the people suffer. And now Jesus Christ comes and tells the truth, starts preaching the truth. Jesus Christ comes into the house to preach the gospel, to comfort the brokenhearted, to save the people. And he's preaching. But you know what? Even the general public
were
not there for him. How serious this is.
He
just wanted to see the miracle. Just like maybe you came here today. Just wanted to see
the miracle.
Only interested in the miracles. Maybe you think if we do our best here, and we show that we're really good worshippers, next week he will send corn to us. I have no bags of corn for you. I have no aid for you. It's not what I've come here for. But I have one thing for you. Silver and gold, I have nothing.
Ndalama silver ni golden ndilibe.
But I bring you a gospel that can set you free.
Kana ubesani utenga wabwino wambo ya Yesu Kristo kanokoza kuguma sulani.
I bring you Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Kana ubesani Yesu Kristo uja mera bachigidwa.
I bring you the power of the blood of Jesus Christ to wash you from your sins.
Ndakuba sani mphamvu imene upeza ka mwazi wa Yesu Kristo imene matha kutsuka machimo.
But that can't take place.
Mazimazo sizingachitike.
If we continue to stay dishonest.
Ngati feyo sitima pachilungamo.
Oh, I hope the Holy Spirit is convicting you.
Ndichikhulupirira kuti muna mzimu woyera kutsutsani.
Because I know.
Chifukwa kudziwa.
That you may think.
Faina mukuganiza kuti
if you do really good, answer questions really good, pay close attention, clap, and all of these things, that maybe the Zungu will build us a church. That's what the people thought too. They were looking for an earthly kingdom.
Sama funa ufumu wa umwamba wafuna kula kandira mwendo wanga rifela ndresi msakuthupiza dziko lapasi.
And I'm only telling this out of the love of my heart.
Wandaima pano kukuzani zifani nacho chikondi chodzala mtima.
For you that Jesus Christ comes here today.
Kuti lero memwando onaine mundeli Yesu Kristo afika malo anu.
For crippled.
Iye wafikira nthoze osaendacha.
For they're all gathering around and nobody can get in.
Chifukwa osa lasonkhana pa nyumba imene palibe mana kwanisa kulowa mkati.
Nobody can further get into the house.
Palibe sokune mekana kanisa kulowa mkati.
And the whole house is filled with people spectators.
De nyumba idadzala ndi anthu kunja amene adali ndi manongonongo.
But there's one.
Kwabadali mmodzi.
People.
Abalyanga.
There's one.
Kudali mmodzi.
Who can't get in.
Amene sala kwanisa kulowa.
There's one crippled man.
Unali munthu mmodzi woluala amene adalopunduka amesana kwanise kulowa.
Lying on a bed.
Atadamugoneka pakama amene pachikhwekhwenyamulira.
And he can't get into the house.
Atalana munyamala fwa malo bazokona bakumaja badzadzana singathe kulowa nengali muri akumane ndi Yesu.
And he's the only one.
Ndipo ndiye kayo.
One.
Mmodzi.
Only one.
Mmodzi.
Who needs Jesus Christ.
Amene amafuna kwambiri Yesu Kristo.
And he won't let him in.
Ndiye amsana mulo kutalo.
They won't let the one who needs Jesus Christ into the house.
Amene ayena mafuna kwambiri Yesu muntu amayi wansana mulo kutalo.
Do you know that's the same thing today?
Mudzonje modzivero.
Jesus Christ comes to save a sinner today.
Yesu Kristo akuya kutura pulumutse ochimwa pano.
Oh, blessed be his name, two or three sinners.
Taonani lemekezeke ndikulandira le mudzina lake chifukwa ochimwa omuna alipo ndi pakati pathu.
Maybe all of you.
Muna Joseph ndi ochimwa okoka.
But can he get in?
Koma kuda kuza kulowa.
Can a sinner get in today?
Ojimwa mumpa samwe kuti alowa kumana Yesu yu.
Can a crippled person get in today?
Lero bunduka mumulola kuti alowa kumana Yesu yu.
I want you to understand this.
Kama mvetse katuke.
As long as witchcraft is filling the house, the cripple can't get in.
Mudzo kuti nyumba ngati noyeka dzadzali mfiti zoopsha kwambiri. Ndekuti obunduka chasanga loweso kuti akumanira Yesu.
As long as lies are filling the house, the cripple can't get in.
Maboza ndikunama kukadzadza mumbingo ngati ndekuti unthodwala sanga bweretso zokumanira Yesu pakati pakakurumatseka kho.
As long as false hope is filling the whole house here today.
Ngati anthu mukwanamisa ndi chiphunziso chaboza mumbingo ngati ndekuti anthu obunduka sanga tiso bweretso
zokumanira Yesu. How can a cripple get through?
Kuti nanga obunduka alo abwanje kumanira Yesu mukati.
Oh, I could tell you today.
Kapena ndikuuse ndi.
I could say God is good.
Ndikanabwera imwe zokuza nda Mulungu ngabwino.
You're all going to heaven.
Nosemzabira kumwamba.
Everyone is safe.
Ade sebaso ngopulumutsidwa.
You're a good person.
Ino ndina pabwino kobasi.
You're a nice person.
Tamona nkulu ngopwino kobasi.
Jesus loves you.
Yesu amakukonda kobasi.
Everything's okay.
Basi sechi kalabwino.
And I could say hallelujah.
Ikena kutsana na haleluya mukana kama pabwino.
And you could say amen.
Kwa kama mpabutsona sakuna zabwino. Kwa mezo ndizoona ndikunena nazo.
Was that with that helping?
Ndakuna mizana mizana ine nemawo odekha ndikunza una mezo.
In all of that.
Muzosaza mena ngulazo.
A cripple can't get through to Jesus.
Ndekuti osaona kapera kuti munthu opunduka sangathe kulowa kwa mana Yesu
mukati. The lies.
Fuka pachuka bodza kwa
mezo. Because of the deceit.
Pachuka chipunzo cha bodza.
Because if you believe it from her, she'll believe it from you.
Chifwanga ndino mungu akukhupirirawo osaza kukhupirana nemunena.
And we lie to each other.
Ndino samakati kunamisa kumiyatika nalo bodza.
All week long.
Ndechimene chimachitika musabata yose yatu.
This coming week.
Ngati sabata ikubwera.
We find ways to either bribe or cheat.
Tapeza njira kuti ninamisenza kuti mbere zathu tichite ma style kuti tingiyere wina.
One another.
Basi wina ndi mzake.
All week long.
Wiki yose ikamati kuta.
We may go
to one another's house.
Basi kuma na ndi mzake bakhomo mnyumba nyumba apo kuma wawili.
And gossip about that.
Basi tedi neno cha mwana so anacha kubeleka hii maso akula akula anacha kubeleka hii. Mabonza.
And about that man.
Unena sema muna ujali.
Does those bad things.
Ah, muna mero cha kazi mudzi muna namaliza ndiye. Ose ama.
You see? But God is good all the time. When you do that, when you come to the board, and you have to talk about each other, when you're finished, do you say God is good all the time? You see how deceived we are? You see how terribly deceived we are? And when you go, when our men, the men of the village go into another house in the darkness of the night, and when everything is finished and go back out, what does he do? What does he do? Does he say God is good all the time? No, he sneaks away. Make sure nobody sees me. Why don't we say hallelujah then?
Hallelujah.
And in all of this, a cripple cannot get to Jesus Christ. A cripple laying on a bed, moaning, groaning, he can't walk, and he can't come to the Lord Jesus. Isn't that awful? Isn't that terrible? Mothers, can your children not get to the Lord Jesus because of your behavior? Because you block them by your behavior? Father, can your sons go to the Lord Jesus Christ? Or do you block them with your behavior? With your hardness? Can your neighbor go? You see, this man is laying on a bed. And he says this, I can't get to him. He has four friends. They say, we'll get you there. But he says, you can bring me to the door. But I can't get in. There's too much press. Oh, people, look at that. The press doesn't need the Lord Jesus Christ. They just want to take pictures and put it in the news. But a cripple can't get through. Is there a cripple here today? Is there a crippled here today? I ask you, is there one today who is crippled? Can't get there. I don't mean this. As long as you can still hop along with your religion, as long as you still, hopefully it's going to be okay and you hop along. I'll sing some songs and I'll do some
more.
I'll pray sometimes. And I will hop along. I'll go to church each Sunday. And I'll hop along. That's not who Jesus Christ is coming for. But is there any here today that have to lay on a bed? What do I mean? You must find yourself in this. Are you finished? You have to say, my church going? Not helping me. My witchcraft and necklace is not helping me. My prayers is not helping me. I only get worse in my heart.
Nothing helps me.
And I'm
finished.
You have
to say, help me.
I can't
go further.
I can't
hop anymore. But I'm done.
My
legs are finished.
I
can't come there anymore. Is there any here today?
I have
to say, everything I do doesn't give me peace. I have no rest in my soul. And everything in my life is just one big
chaos.
If I try to do something good, evil is with
me.
If I try to get up,
I fall.
And I'm finished. And I'm finished. For Jesus Christ is waiting for cripples to come to him. For while Jesus Christ is preaching to the church, he knows the cripple is coming closer. That's what he has come there for. And the closer this cripple comes to him, the more that the Lord Jesus' heart is touched. And the cripple comes right to the building. But he can't get in. And Jesus Christ knows that. People, let me tell you something. Please listen. You say, I can't get in because my marriage is a mess. Jesus knows that. He knows that. He knows
about
I can't get in because I go to the beer tent. And I drink beer. And I can't get in. I'm a bad person. I beat my wife. And that's my second or third wife already. I have no money. I don't know where to get food. I steal food. If nobody sees me, I can't get in. But you know that Jesus Christ came for those, for a cripple? Do you know that Jesus Christ came here for drunken men? That Jesus Christ came for those who can't get in. And Jesus Christ knows. Maybe you say, but why didn't he just go outside? Why didn't the Lord Jesus just he knew the cripple was outside. Why didn't he come out and heal the cripple? Why not? Mothers,
as mine,
did you hear me? Because if you are a cripple today, Jesus Christ has come for you. And he's waiting for you. And you must break through something. Don't think Jesus Christ will come to you to heal you. You must go to him. And you may say, I can't get there. You might say, my life is a mess. It's a disaster in my family. I can't get to Jesus Christ. But how are you going to get there? What needs to take place? Because if I tell you, if you say, I can't get to the Lord Jesus. Look, mothers. Fathers. Some people. If you're already in the house, you only need him so you can see him. I hope you understand this. All the people in the house, they only wanted to get a sight of him. They walked away later.
with this as the same person. They see no value in Jesus Christ. And I'm afraid.
And
my heart breaks. Because I see most of you are going to leave today without seeing value in Jesus Christ. Without his blood being precious to you. Without the Savior having changed your heart. Walking away. Just like all of the other people. Saying, We've seen wondrous things today. Maybe today some of you will go out. And you'll tell your neighbors. Guess what we've seen today? We've seen a whole group of Zungus. But you won't say, neighbor, guess what we've seen today? Guess what we heard today? We heard of a Savior. We heard of Jesus Christ. We heard the way of salvation. And we heard that cripples are healed. And I was a cripple. And Jesus Christ healed me. My soul was crippled. I couldn't walk. I couldn't walk in the life of Jesus Christ. I couldn't walk in his footsteps. I've never walked in his footsteps. I've never walked in love. I've never walked in peace. I've never walked like Jesus Christ walked. But Jesus Christ gave me today healing. And he healed my crippled heart. And he gave me salvation. And he saved me from my sins. He saved me from my unbelief. He saved me out of the arms and claws of Satan. He saved me from witchcraft. He saved me from sin. And I can walk now. How many people today are going to walk out today? Walking in love. Walking in the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. And are going to testify to your village today. Oh, the Lord give some of you today to see his wondrous grace. To see that today you need to walk by the Spirit. And that you need his healing. That you need to hear today. Son, your sins are forgiven you. Son, your sins are forgiven you. Mother, your sins are forgiven you. That you, young daughter, may hear that today. Young daughter, your sins are forgiven you. That even the children may hear. Child, your sins are forgiven. Because your sins need to be forgiven. You need Jesus Christ. You need to be saved by him. It's not just a fantasy. Something that we sing about and just hope for the best. But all of you need a new heart. Young and old need to hear the voice of Jesus Christ say to you personally in the power of the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. This man came. And how did he come to the feet of Jesus Christ? How did he get there? He couldn't come. How did he get there?
We know naturally. The story says they broke open the roof and laid and brought him down.
You know what that is?
You know what that means? Of course, today we're not going to break open the roof.
But
what does it mean for your soul? What does it mean for your soul? You can't get to Jesus Christ. Because of all of the excuses. Because all of the people are hindering you. All your sins are hindering you to come to Christ. Until. Faith breaks through and pierces through unbelief. Because the greatest challenge is this. Mother,
am I?
You don't believe that Jesus Christ can save you today. And you put trust, you too, in the witchcraft.
And you don't believe
that he can save you. You don't believe him. That's your sin. You don't believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. It's unbelief. You don't believe it. But if today faith may break through, you'll break through the roof. To get to Jesus. Nothing can hinder you. To get to him. Not even the press. Your excuse that your sins are hindering you to come to Christ is just a lame excuse. And it's unbelief. Because you don't believe the blood of Jesus Christ has the power to cleanse
you.
But I'm telling you today, that a drop of blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all your sins. Drop cleanses from all sins. But you don't believe it. And we go to other things. We go to witchcraft. We go to money. We go to all the things of this world to try to get comfort. Because you don't believe that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sins. And you don't believe that the wounds of Jesus Christ is more valuable than 100 million kwacha. Because Jesus Christ was wounded for sinners. And his back was ripped open. And you don't believe it. Father, you don't believe it. And your life testifies of it. Because we're trying to sort out our troubles with money, with theft, with bribes, with witchcraft. I'm speaking to you today. Who's being convicted right now? Whose heart is saying this? It's true. I've never believed it. And I tell you this. Break the roof. Break open the roof. Oh, faith brings you there.
And the truth brings you there. Because the truth sets you free. And honesty brings you there. Oh, take the hammer of honesty. And break it. Take the hammer of truth and break open the roof in your soul. Because your soul is dark, dead, without life, because it's without Jesus Christ. And take the hammer of faith and break it through.
Or
the Holy Spirit will do it. But you must come. You must come to the house. And you must come to the roof. And I am afraid because many people today will come to the house. Being crippled. And say, I can't get in. I can't get in. And turn around. And go home. But don't go home. But don't give up. Jesus Christ is in the house.
He's
being preached to you right this very moment. Don't turn around. Don't go away. But let faith break through the
roof.
And cast yourself. Allow yourself to be cast
in Jesus.
So that you may lay at the feet of Jesus. Are you there? Maybe you say, I think I'm there. Are you there? Or are you still outside the house? And are you still complaining? I can't get there. And you're about to turn away again. This gospel is too difficult. This gospel is too hard to get into. No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. Don't go away. Break through. Break through. Your soul is telling you right now that this is the truth. That I am a sinner. That I am a leper. That I can't walk. That spiritually I'm dead. I know this truth is telling you this. The truth is coming to your soul. And when I tell you things, because I'm only telling you the truth, your heart is testifying and saying it's true. It's true. I've always been one of those ladies or one of those men who crowd the house. But I've never been a leper. I've never been a paralytic who needed to be brought to the feet of Jesus Christ. Well, now I'm telling you the truth. In the name of my master, who has sent me here to tell you the truth, that you are paralytic and that you can't get through, but through the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ, faith must break through today. So you may say, here I am. I am finished. I am blind. I am lame. Paralytic. I can't move. Lay me at the feet of Jesus. Bring me to Jesus. Or it's hopeless. Break open the roof. I need to get there. I need to be at the feet of Jesus. And maybe you're there. Maybe you're laying at the feet of Jesus Christ. In your heart. Maybe the Holy Spirit is drawing you there. You don't need anything more. You don't need nothing.
Nothing more.
You don't need me.
You don't need those four friends.
You don't need anything more.
Are you at the feet of Jesus Christ? Have you been to the feet of Jesus Christ? Have you laid at the foot of Jesus Christ? Speechless. Quiet. Paralytic. And all you can do is look. Look up.
That's
all you can do. And I tell you today, and I tell you the truth in Jesus Christ, don't say anything. Don't say anything. You have nothing to offer Jesus
Christ.
Don't have to say, but Lord, I'm not a good person. Jesus Christ says,
quiet.
Oh, being brought to the feet of Jesus Christ.
You
come. Guilty. Sinner. You don't have anything to say. But my husband's the one who did
Then I hit him back. And I kicked him out.
It's my wife's fault.
No.
That's not what
you do.
At the foot of Jesus.
Quiet.
And the whole house is quiet. What will the Lord Jesus do? Because someone is at his feet. And so all heaven is quiet. If someone is laying at the foot of Jesus Christ right now, I'm telling you the truth. If today, one of you,
one more of you,
are now at the foot of Jesus Christ, in your heart, then all heaven is quiet. For they recognize that someone is at the feet of Jesus. Because we read this in the Bible. That heaven rejoices when one sinner is brought to repentance. Is heaven quiet? Is heaven speechless? Right now? Because in this village, there is a mother lying at the feet of Jesus who is quiet. Maybe a mother that's so full of witchcraft and has to say, but has to lie there, giving everything up. And what happens? Everything's quiet. Everyone's speechless. What's going to happen? And does Jesus Christ say, stand up and walk? Does he say, stand up and walk? Does he say, let your legs be healed? Does he? No, he says what? Your sins are forgiven you. That's what it's about. But mother, I must tell you something. It's not about your arm or your sicknesses. That's all outwardly. But you must hear the voice of Jesus. Or maybe you sit or lay at the feet of Jesus Christ. You must hear. And you can hear today. Because this word is being brought to you. That's how you hear it. Thy sins be forgiven you. First, it's a heart matter. Do you want your arm fixed? Or maybe someone's here with HIV AIDS or something
like
that. Do you want to be healed from that? No, your sins must be forgiven. You must
We must hear the voice of Jesus. That whispers into your soul today. Daughter. Son. Your sins are forgiven. And you know. If you are hearing his voice. And I'm only bringing it through his word. But the Holy Spirit will draw it into your heart. Because today is the day that your sins can be forgiven. For today is the day of the Lord. For today is the day of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And all who come today to him will not be ashamed. All who flee to him. It doesn't matter how many obstacles are in your life. Can people with HIV AIDS be saved? Yes. Can people with all types of sicknesses in their body be saved? Yes. Can women with many husbands be saved?
Yes.
Can beer drinkers and drunkards be saved?
Yes.
Today,
Lero,
if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, but be ye saved. And if you be at the foot of Jesus Christ, and you hear today, your sins be forgiven you. Well, then heaven may rejoice today. Because one or more of this village came to repentance. And for this man, he received a double wonder. Why? The Lord Jesus said, stand up, rise up, take your bed and walk. Why? Why? People, I want you to hear this. Why? Because this man wanted to walk? No.
Aye.
No, it's not the truth. Not because this man wanted to walk.
It
had nothing to do with this man anymore. This man didn't care if he stayed on his bed for the rest of his life. I can tell you this for sure. For this man had Jesus Christ in his heart. And whether he laid down crippled or walked, it mattered not to him. Why did Jesus Christ say, stand up and take your bed and walk? Only for one reason. To manifest the power of salvation. To manifest his power that he is truly the Son of God who can forgive sins. What do you have? What ails you? Maybe an arm that is so painful. And some other sicknesses in the body. And I can see it. But what we can see, look. Feet that are disformed. You have maybe a sickness. AIDS or whatever it may be. What ails you? I tell you this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because if you find Jesus Christ today, you hear his voice in your soul saying, daughter or son, your sins are forgiven.
then you will see also by faith that this is only temporary. But when I come with him, he will give me a new body. He will dry my tears. He will make me perfect. He will give me everything. And I will lack nothing. You may say, I don't need to be healed for my body because I have Jesus Christ. And he comforts me. And he helps me. And he will be with me to the end. Whatever ails me. And if it pleases him to heal your arm, then he can do it. To manifest his power. That he truly has the authority to save you from your sins. I'm leaving this to you. I can only bring you to the feet of Jesus Christ. And I have attempted to bring you today. And all of my weakness to bring you to the feet of Christ by the preaching of the gospel of Christ. And as many as you who lie at the foot of feet of Jesus Christ, look to him. See him. So many distractions, right?
So many distractions.
For such it was in the building too. Such it was in the building. If it wasn't the sun that was distracting, it was a child that was distracting. So much distraction. But if Jesus Christ, if you see him, I see one of you, a few of you, who are at the foot of Jesus Christ, in your soul, in your heart. I see it. But you cannot leave today. Neither can you go further until Jesus Christ speaks these words. Until you believe, your sins are forgiven. Till you hear the sweet voice of Christ. And if you heard the sweet voice of Christ in these words, your sins are forgiven. Then glory to God. For if today one or more of you have received by faith the gift of God, Jesus Christ himself, then heaven's rejoicing, and we with them.
Amen. Amen.